about her daddy used to drive oxen. But we never did.
I said, he just talked to these and they do what he wanted to.
Well, I've heard people say
that. Stand off and say, back up.
Yes,
back
or,
after the wagon.
Let's see, what was mother used to say, gee and haw, wasn't it? Let's see. No, that wasn't, that's what you used to horses, wasn't it? I don't remember. I've heard mother say, what, when they wanted to turn one way, they'd say one word, and when they wanted to turn the other way, they'd say the other word, but I declare I've forgotten what she said. I don't see my, I believe it was Hall, G and Hall. I believe it was, but I wouldn't say for sure. Mm. I never saw any oxen worked.
I haven't either. I've never seen them.
I never have. I've often wondered how the poor things could with that big old yoke on them. Like, I've seen pictures of them. How in the world they could ever pull anything with.
They say that the heavier the load is, the lower they get.
Yes, and just,
What did you call an unbroken horse?
Bronc.
And how about these spotted ponies? White
well,
pony with...
they, anymore, they call them pintos, but we didn't. We just called them spotted horse. I know my oldest sister married, and she'd been married about a year and her husband died, and she came home and he had a spotted saddle. The easiest riding horse I ever got onto in my life, and the easiest horse to hold. A tender mouth, you could just, just touch your reins and he'd turn. And she and I went out hunting horses, and I've thought a thousand times what a dumb thing it was to do. But she was riding a good horse, my good old saddle horse, an old Clipper, and we went after the mare from Colson for the spring of the year, and herd stallion out with these horses. Well, just as soon as Adam, that's the horse I was riding, saw these horses, it was out of the west windmill. Of course, he let out a trumpet, and you could have heard for a mile, well, here come old George, that is Dad's old stallion. And folks said, now you hold Adam back, and I'll fight old George off with my quirt. Well, she did. And she kept him off, and I held Adam back. If he'd have been a hard horse to hold, I couldn't have saved my life. But I could hold him. And she said, we get the horses started to running, and she said, old George can't turn around and come back. And she said, you hold Adam back, and don't get up close to him. And she said, we'll get him to the house all right. And so we started, and just going as fast as those little colts could run. And we didn't know the country was settling up, and we'd come over a bluff, and right down there below was, there was about, 50, 60 head of mares, and this Clark, red-headed. And he had about a dozen yellows, just as their hair was as red as fire. And we come down over that bluff. Well, the horses didn't know they were there either.
Oh, boy.
They're in that tent. Well, the horses, Lord, they wouldn't run over anybody. But that old lady didn't know it. I have never, in all of my life, heard such shrieks before or since. She just knew it. Word had come to an end, and they was some red-headed young ones scattering everywhere. But we was so busy, we didn't have time to stop and apologize.
Yeah.
About it. But the horses just went around, and they divided, and one went north of the tent, and the other south, and Kim just staring like, well.
You know, sure you're out.
Well, we got the, that was about 3-4 miles from home. And we got along fine, kept, of course, they had to slow down when they come to the, we was rough country. And go up the hill, why, they'd slow down. We couldn't keep them running so fast.